Welcome to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll hear from Evan Millenbacher. Evan is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Richland, Washington.
As a youngster, I just knew I wanted to be a practitioner of Christian Science. But, oh yeah, right, maybe when I'm 65 or something like that, that's where I'd catalog that into my mind. And eventually I settled. I decided, well, you know, I grew up on a family farm. I'll just go back home. Dad loves me and he'll just pull me into the management of the farm. You know, life will be great. I'll just be a farmer. But after a couple of years went by, it was very apparent to me, I'm just not in my right place. And I was praying about this every single day. Mrs. Eddy has this statement about honesty is spiritual power. I thought, I need to be honest about who I am, what I'm all about here, and not try to be something I'm not, which is what I was doing. I was good at farming. There was no problem there, but it wasn't me. I wasn't being honest with what God was telling me to do. That started to kindle up within me, and so I just blurted it out. I said, Dad, you know, I don't really think this farm is the right place for me to be. Oh my gosh, he got really mad. I mean, it just caught him totally by surprise. It wasn't like he was mad at me. He was just mad at the whole idea of losing me and everything falling apart. And it took me by surprise. We just didn't say anything more about it. And I did not hold that against my dad at all. And I wasn't mad at him for doing that. It just was very arresting to me. And what it really said to me was, Evan, you still have a lot more to figure out. The reason that happened was because you still are not sure about where your right place is. This was all about me taking responsibility for my own life, for my own decisions, and faithfully following where God was taking me and trusting that God could get me there. And I really got to the point where, you know, I don't care what happens to me in the world. This is where I belong. This is what I am supposed to do. And at that point, I was able to sit down with my dad and I just said, Dad, this really isn't my right place. I really need to be moving on to something else. And this time, he just listened and he accepted it, really without any comment at all. And he went on to prosper after I left. He did just fine. And isn't that a part of God's plan too? When God tells us to do something, if other people are affected by our decision, certainly we can include that in our prayer to know, well, God's providing for them too. God just has the big picture all figured out. And we need to learn to trust that big picture. It's a spiritual plan. It's one that is probably best defined in terms of the spiritual qualities that we reflect of God. That the life God has planned out for us, it's a life of expressing love and intelligence and wisdom and creativity and ability and helpfulness and care and usefulness.
Thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join Evan on this week's Sentinel Watch podcast. The link is right on the Daily Lift page. We'll see you there.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2026.